This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has blamed Iran-backed militias for a rocket attack on Sunday on the heavily fortified Green Zone in Iraq's capital, Baghdad. The Green Zone is home to the U.S. Embassy and several other diplomatic outposts. Iraq's military said a so-called outlawed group fired at least 8 rockets, injuring 1 Iraqi soldier and damaging some buildings and cars. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said no embassy personnel were hurt and that there was some minor damage to the compound. An embassy missile defense system was activated to deflect the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States, quote, strongly condemns the latest attack by Iran-backed militias. The United States is reducing its troop levels in Iraq. In response to multiple previous rocket attacks, it has threatened to shut its embassy in Baghdad unless the Iraqi government acts to control Iran-backed militias. The U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate are expected to vote Monday on a $900 billion coronavirus aid package that would provide assistance for American households and businesses. The measure comes after weeks of negotiations during which Democratic and Republican leaders clashed over how much government assistance to provide and whether the focus should be on items such as jobless benefits or keeping open the economy. It also comes during a surge in COVID-19 infections, with the United States recording nearly 18 million confirmed cases, adding more than 200,000 cases per day, and with the country's death toll standing at more than 317,000 people, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. President-elect Joe Biden welcomed the announcement, saying the work is far from over. President Trump